Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do at the very least, or actually every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. The number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. And, of course, if you want to send in your voicemail messages or what have you, you can always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSirious to send in your voicemail messages. Again, SiriusXM.com/GetSirious. We got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Lots of stuff to get into, and I'm going to get right started because I think the number one story that I need to talk to you all about involves A.J. Brown for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, for those of you who don't know, he hasn't been having the greatest year. He and Jalen Hurts only connected on 48% of the targets when they've targeted him. That's down from 62% last year. He's only got a little over 400 yards receiving on the season. He has not been happy with the way things have been unfolding in the city of brotherly love playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. And my personal opinion is that he's done everything but say, trade me. Now, obviously, he's not saying that right now because the trading deadline has come and it has gone. And as a result, he's with the Philadelphia Eagles. And you're looking at the reigning defending Super Bowl champions, knowing what he brings to the table, knowing what he means to them. His mentality is that, look, man, and this is the only thing to peel from this. What we doing ain't going to get it done. What we doing ain't going to win the NFC. What we doing ain't going to be good enough to beat the Lions in the playoffs. It ain't going to be good enough to beat the Packers in the playoffs. It ain't going to be good enough to beat Seattle or Los Angeles or maybe even Tampa in the playoffs. We're going to have a problem. That's what he's saying. We can slice it any way we want to. That's what A.J. Brown is saying. And I understand that he made some news because anytime this dude passes gas, you understand, everybody wants to hear what the hell he has to say. And he don't get away with saying it was really perfume. You understand? Because you're always looking at him and you see a guy that has cryptically, indirectly alluded to his being unhappy. But I think this is taking another step because his comments about the Eagles offense. It was on a Twitch stream calling his life outside of his family a quote-unquote shit show. That's what he said. Brown, Sirianni, and Hurts all responded to the comments about what's going on in Philadelphia with A.J. Brown, et cetera, et cetera. But A.J. Brown ultimately was going to be cornered by the Philadelphia media contingent, and sure enough, he had a lot to say, and he didn't back down at all. Listen to what A.J. Brown for the Philadelphia Eagles had to say.
It's not just solely about my situation. I mean, guys, like, obviously I want to win too, you know, and I think if we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like, we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. It's, at what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're saying we're so great, you know, and that's what I'm getting at. I don't care if I'm misunderstood. Like, I stand up in front of it and falling that short over and over again, like, it's about doing what we're supposed to be doing on offense. And if we are really in this business, we're trying to get better, we got to do what we got to do. And not just say, oh, it's about wins. So, like, as long as we got the win, it's cool. No, that ain't what we – no, you cannot do that. Not in this league.
Ladies and gentlemen, he ain't wrong. He's not wrong. I mean, we call it any way we want to. Even though the Eagles – or like 7-2, you can't look at the Eagles with a straight face and say what you're seeing from them offensively couldn't come back to bite them come playoff times, considering the level of competition that exists within the NFC Conference. You can't do that. You can't do that. Now, to be as accurate as we can possibly be, when you're looking at the Eagles, okay, Saquon Barkley ain't running the football nearly as effectively. Okay, Devontae Smith has emerged as a top 10 receiver in this league. Don't get it twisted. He has. Okay, Dallas Goedert is still there. The Eagles' offensive line isn't trash. Jalen Hurts, there have been some questions about him, even though there shouldn't be. He's the reigning Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP. But there have been many, many occasions when the Eagles and the Eagles faithful were questioning whether or not Jalen Hurts could really fling that football as a passer. We have seen that happen before, so let's get that out the way first. Secondly, the Eagles started 2-2 last year, and they proceeded to win going into this, even into this season, like 16 of their next 17 games under Nick Sirianni. Okay? And they ran the football more than anybody, and they threw it less than anybody. So if you got faith in your quarterback, obviously you're throwing the football more, one would surmise. That could be what A.J. Brown is alluding to some degree as well. So we can't ignore that, okay? But now we go into some data where you look at the Eagles' offensive ranking since Sirianni became head coach in 2021. In 2021, they were 14th in total offense, 12th in scoring offense. In 2022, they were 3 in both categories. In 2023, they were 8th in total offense, 7th in scoring offense. Last year, they were 8th in total offense, 7th in scoring offense. This year, they're 23 in total offense and 12th in scoring offense. They're 10th in the NFL in rush attempts. They're 30th out of 32 teams in the NFL in pass attempts. They're 27th on third down offense. Although they're the number one rated red zone efficient offense because obviously the tush push. Third downs Monday night, the Philadelphia Eagles were 7-16 against Green Bay. Had a couple of more three and outs. 29 three and out drives resulting in punts this season. That's the Philadelphia Eagles, which ranks the second most in the NFL behind only the Denver Broncos. And we all know how putrid their offense has been seen as being over the last several weeks. But it gets even deeper when you look at A.J. Brown directly. Eagles offensive plays combined last two seasons. Pass attempts, 26.5. Fewest in the NFL. Rush attempts per game, 33.6. Most in the NFL. Just like I said earlier. Let's get to A.J. Brown, who was caught two of his three targets for just 13 yards on Monday night. Remember when I saw you, when they showed they went for it on fourth down and Jalen Hurts threw it up there and A.J. Brown gave a half-ass effort in my estimation? I love the brother. I ain't got nothing bad to say about him. But that particular play, he looked like he didn't even try that hard. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. You was lobbing up there, go try to go get it. It didn't seem to be the case with A.J. Brown on that particular play. Overall, was targeted twice by the Eagles on their opening drive, and then after that, did not see a target again until the final minute of the game. You're a wide receiver, and you don't see a target from the first quarter until the final play of the game. You know how many minutes went by before you were a target last time? You think that doesn't affect him? You think it doesn't? Of course it does. All right? And since 2022, since joining the team in 2022, the Eagles are 22-3. That's 88% of their wins. 88% winning percentage, rather, when A.J. Brown has at least one touchdown catch, including the postseason. When he has a touchdown catch, they don't usually lose. They're 22-3. But if you look at him, we got to sit up there and be fair to him and at least say this. He's justified in being upset. Average catch per game, 3.9. Fewer since his rookie season. He's averaging a career low 51 receiving yards per game. He's averaging a career low 13.2 yards per reception. He's averaging a career low, a career worst, 57% catch rate. Think about that. And when you look at him, his first three seasons, NFL wide receiver, A.J. Brown, his first three seasons, he ranked 9th in targets, 10th in receptions, 4th in receiving yards, 7th in TD catches. As a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles this year, he's 34th in targets. He's 40th in receptions. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only 32 teams. How you 34 in targets and there's only 32 teams? How you 40th in receptions? There's only 32 teams. How are you 38 in receiving yards? There's only 32 teams. How are you tied for 30th in TD receptions? Targets are down from 8.5 to 6.8 this year from what it did the previous 3 years. Catches are down from 5.6 to 3.9 this year. Yards per game, from the last three seasons was 86 yards per game. He is now down to 51. Of course the brother ain't happy. Should he be? Remains to be seen. And then there's something very, very powerful I want to throw at y'all. Because this is incredibly telling. And it has to be said, so I'm going to say it. And again, I got nothing but love for A.J. Brown. And we want to look at him and we want to say he has every right to feel the way that he feels. And he's definitely frustrated. And he's thinking about the team. And he's thinking about what it takes to win. And all of that stuff is true. Ladies and gentlemen, that is until I was reminded of a quote that A.J. Brown gave just a couple of days after the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, blowing out the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to read this quote to y'all. This is a very, very damning quote from A.J. Brown, in my estimation. And I'm going to read it to y'all. Remember, they won the Super Bowl. They blew out the Kansas City Chiefs. He had three catches for 43 yards and one touchdown in the Super Bowl. This was A.J. Brown's quote on Instagram in February after the Super Bowl. Listen to this quote. After a few days, I've had time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion. And unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days, to be exact. Laugh out loud. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrenders because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifices. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love the most. Back to work. Fair or unfair, those quotes from A.J. Brown are going to be taken as selfish. That he cares about his stats and how he looks more than he cares about winning. Because, ladies and gentlemen, that quote was a few days after winning the Super Bowl. That's what people are going to say. I'm not taking it that way. I don't view it that way. But I also know that receivers are prima donnas and there's nothing wrong with it. You got to believe in you. You got to believe that you're that dude, that you can provide those kind of answers. That's what you have to do. And A.J. Brown obviously felt differently. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Everybody's talking about he's not wrong. Everybody's talking about it's okay. Everybody's talking about this how you want people to feel, et cetera, et cetera. I think Howie Rosen's going to get him up out of there. You didn't trade him before the trading deadline expired last week at 4 p.m. last Tuesday. But the point is, you're going to get him up out of there. I think this is A.J. Brown's last season in Philadelphia. You're going to assume and you're not going to say, you're not going to want to deal with this next year if you're Jalen Hurts. You're not going to want to deal with this next year if you're Nick Sirianni, if you're Howie Roseman. You're just not going to want to deal with it. And I don't think it's that big of a deal, but in the same breath, it is what it is. So that's how I'm looking at it. And I don't think there's any way for anybody else to look at it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. 888-623-3646. A couple of other things we got to look at this weekend. We got to look at the Eagles and how they're going to perform against the Lions and what's that going to tell us. We got to look at Detroit and ask ourselves, how is Detroit going to handle that challenge that the Philadelphia Eagles present? We got to look at Sam Darnold going up against L.A. Is he going to wet the bed? Is he going to respond to the challenge and show up the way that he did it in Minnesota last year for the season finale against Detroit and then a playoff game against the Los Angeles Rams? Is he going to do something different this year? It remains to be seen. We're going to find out. Drake May for the New England Patriots. Isn't it time we start looking at him and saying this guy could win league MVP? Isn't it time we start looking at him and the New England Patriots, led by Josh McDaniel as your offensive coordinator, and a defense that is stout, that ain't no joke, that is not pushovers, and ask ourselves, can you summarily dismiss what New England brings to the table? Can you easily remove them? I don't think so. All of that and then some coming up right here on Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's go to Corey in Illinois. You're live with Stephen A. What's up?
What's up, Stephen? Hey, okay. Man, you know, this reminds me about here, this wide receiver. This reminds me of a Davante Adams scenario 2 years ago in Vegas. He's seen, and at the time, we all want to kind of look at, like, you know, the drama this, the drama that with these receivers. But now that he's over in L.A., you ain't hearing a peep out of the man.
Got a quarterback throwing him the football.
Exactly. And, you know, A.J. knows, like, you just like he knows he's a dog. And when you know that you're not even, like, getting a look at, I don't know if I would call it being diva-ish. But, man, a man knows that life is only so short and you only got so much time to play in that league. And you only got a small window to do it. And really, so, it's sad to watch how Jalen and this team cannot get this man the ball.
So in other words, you think his comments are justified. You have no problem with it. And you don't think don't think any finger of blame should be thrown in the direction of A.J. Brown, right?
No, because he's also come out and kind of stated with his depression and whatnot he deals with, this is best for him to get it out. Because I know when I hold stuff in, it affects a lot of other things in my life. And football is their bread and butter. It's their job. But they shouldn't have to take that home with them. So him getting this out, it might be affecting other areas in his life. So power to him for getting it out. Because if you know you're that man and you know that you're winning, yeah, you're winning. But we know it's not looking good in Philadelphia this year. It's just really not. So the guy's frustrated. So maybe for his mentals, it's okay. But he's tried to do it the right way for so long.
What about the quote that I read to you that he said right after the Super Bowl?
I think the writing was already on the wall because he was already chirping last year. Them guys haven't been clicking for the past 2 years, him and Jalen.
Right.
I mean, maybe he just felt that, you know, like he didn't earn it. Maybe he's just being real. Like he felt he didn't earn it.
Got it. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Tally in the Bronx. You're live with Stephen A. What's up?
Miss, my guy. You know, A.J. Brown is one game away from doing sit-ups in his driveway like T.O.
Like T.O.? You know, I mean, listen. T.O. is doing sit-ups in his driveway because Andy Reid pushed him out of the door and separated him from the team. I don't think he's done anything. A.J. Brown has done anything that will warrant that, and I don't think Nick Sirianni and them are thinking about doing that.
You've one game away in his mental, that's for sure. Two football points for you. First football point is that this Thursday night game, we'll see what happens. It could be a blowout. But what's the most intriguing game you see happening this Sunday? And second,
Seattle-LA.
Seattle-LA. Seattle-LA. Mm-hmm.
Seattle-LA. That defense going up against Matthew Stafford, I believe this is a game for the NFC West crown.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I view it.
In the clubhouse, right? Definitely.
That's how I view it. That's how I view it, bro. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much. Bronco Bob, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing well, Steve. How are you, man?
Thank you for calling. What's up?
All right, just real quick. I totally disagree with your takes and the last caller, the caller before that take on A.J. Brown. I remember as a Yankee fan, they were talking to Derek Jeter about A-Rod.
Right.
Going through all that stuff. And in fact, Jeter said, hey, what type of teammate would I be? You know, if I'm spouting, you know, all this negative stuff, you know, how's that going to help the team? So A.J. Brown, and I can tell you what, on your opinion on this, Dan Campbell coached with Sean Payton. Sean Payton trained him, okay? There's a lot of coaches that are not going to tolerate that because it's about the team. And there's a process to this offense because we haven't talked about, you know, the offensive line. Are they injured? Are they, in fact, trying to develop certain people, certain styles, things like that? But A.J. Brown, to say it's all about me when they have this winning record, he caught three passes in the Super Bowl. So I don't understand it, Stephen A. I mean, I think it's
selfish. I understand it. Listen, when you're a receiver, they call them prima donnas because they're asking. You're asking them to do something, you understand, that they don't normally do. And you want the ball. You want the ball all the damn time. You're always open if you're a receiver. That's your mentality. And you certainly don't want to be out there working hard, running around the field, and to see your numbers precipitously drop off. Right now, when you look at what he brings to the table, he's averaging over $32 million a year in salary, okay? So when you look at it from that standpoint, compared to a lot of other receivers in the league, you know everybody knows what he's getting. And it's going to be one of those situations where they're like, he's not earning his money. And that could be his nightmare.
You remember that pass that he had that it was overthrown against the against the Broncos, I believe, and he was open and being the route. So okay. I think there's some underlying, I think there's some underlying things there, Steve. But taking this route and this stance is going to help the team and the fact help him. So I think he's totally selfish. Can I make one more point, sir? For
go ahead, real quick. Go ahead.
I like your – well, it's probably – we're talking about Philly, but I just wanted your thoughts on the Broncos. You said Seattle and L.A. is number one. You think Kansas City and the Broncos are number two since the Chiefs have won the division, you know, the last 11 years?
Do I think they're number two in what regard? Number two to what? What's the category? Hello? Oh, he's gone. He dropped. You dropped, man. Thank you. 888-MAD-DOG-6, that's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more of your calls, back with more of your voicemail messages, back with some NBA stuff, not just to mention NFL stuff as well. Stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.